This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman.
And I'm Captain Benny Hatton.
Our producer this morning.
Good morning, Joanna Sanchez.
Joanna, what is up? Hadn't seen you in a while.
I know. Glad to be back, if only for a couple of days.
I know it. Well, Leslie T, she's up in Kansas City, made the trip yesterday, and the Astros win their ninth in a row. She's going to watch them play ball up there in KC.
Oh, okay.
Well, welcome, and if we get out of line or anything, just cut us off and get your broom, sweep us out the door, and we'll...
You're really good.
Yeah.
Yes, but
all
I
right.
will.
Okay. Well, good to have you, Joanna. Good to see you again, hon. You bet. All right. Looking at our weather, well, our sponsors first, let's talk about these guys. Hookspit Performance Rods, the Belleville Meat Market, Mainstream Marketing, Skeeter's Auto Service, McLean Trailers, Boyd's One Stop, Safe Floor, and the CCA Star Tournament. Right now, 83 degrees down on the island in Galveston's winds are south-southeast at 14, gusting to 17. And as that system keeps approaching us up from the Caribbean, I think our winds will continue to get higher. Looks like probably 20 to 30 miles per hour out of the southeast tomorrow, and even up to 15 to 25 tonight. Our rain chances, pretty marginal today and tonight, but tomorrow, 90% for Father's Day. So looking real forward to that. I may not have to fire up the machine and do any cooking outside. Maybe I can get some home cooking indoors or something.
Do you think?
You bet.
Yeah.
Kick back and watch the U.S. Open and the Astros and... All of the above.
All of the above.
Oh, yeah.
Offshore from Highland in the Matagorda Ship Channel, out 60 nautical miles. Today, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 4 to 5, so the occasional seas up to 6s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. And Sunday, southeast winds 15 to 20 knots. Seas 6 to 9 feet, with occasional seas up to 11. Showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall. Showing Monday, 20 to 25 knots. 8 to 10 with 13-foot seas, so we got a little bout with that system coming in.
That's good snapper weather.
Good snapper weather.
Good snapper weather. If you're
typical snapper
jig,
weather.
You don't even have to work your rod tip. Just go up and down with the waves, cover the water column. Tides for today, we're on a four-tide schedule. We had a low occur at the Galveston Channel just after midnight at 12:13 a.m. It was a negative 0.6. Then we have a high at 8:42 a.m. It's a 1.6. Then a low at 2 p.m., a 1.2, and a high at 4:13 p.m. It is a 1.3. Right now, sunrise this morning, 6:19 a.m., and sunset this evening, 8:20 p.m. That's exactly the same the last 2 days. Same amount of sunlight. Our moon phase right now is 5%. We're on a new moon. We just came off a new moon and headed towards our next full moon. Right now, current conditions at Eagle Point, we have a south wind at 16, gusting to 20, water temps 85.6 degrees. And at Morgan's Point up in the north end of the complex, 86-degree water with a south-southeast wind at 11, gusting to 15. And that barometer is steadily coming down. It's 29.91 inches and falling as that tropical low approaches our area. All right, folks, you've heard me talk a lot about the Star Tournament and a lot of things going on with it. And now we're going to go down to Port Isabel and talk to a really nice guy, a great accomplished fisherman. And he right now at this time, and I find it's going to be very hard to beat, but you never know these days with all the good fishermen we have out there stalking trout. But Frank Cavazos, really nice guy, and he's got an 11-pound trout in the Star Tournament. What an accomplishment.
Mm.
That's a giant fish. 11. Let's go to him right now. Frank, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning, Mickey. How's it going?
Oh, I'm here, buddy. Rise and shine.
Rise and shine it is.
That's it. Well, you're fishing a tournament today, aren't you? You get an early bird start.
I am. It's just like it's like, I don't know if it's just comes with age or not, Mickey, but it's like we can't sleep right before a tournament. So no, it's not really rising sign. It's more like just stayed awake.
I feel your pain. I remember when I used to fish tournaments all the time, and man, it's just impossible to go to sleep. You toss and turn all night. You're second guessing what your game plan is. You know the drill.
Yeah, it's like that. How's everything?
Oh, it couldn't be better, man. You grew up down in the valley, didn't you?
I did. Okay. I've been fishing down here. I've been fishing, and I've born and raised in Harlingen.
Okay.
I've been fishing, you know, the Lower Laguna Madre, about over 20 years, you know. But yeah, I'm born and raised down here.
And I understand you like to throw lures, and you caught that big trout on a lure, right? On a catch five, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Mirror lure, yeah, catch five. It's what works. That water column in that deep water that I fish, it's actually more of a drop off. But
right.
Yeah, it seems to get their attention and just, you know, it whacks them.
Well, you know, it's not like you got lucky and this fish just stumbled up upon you. I know you and you got a buddy or two down there. Y'all fish exclusively for big trout like that, and y'all've. Over the years, y'all caught some pretty hoss trout. Is this the biggest one you've ever caught, Frank?
Weight-wise, yes, it is. It really is. We've had a lot of 10-pounders this past year, and I think we had like 7 last year.
Wow!
But yeah, me and my buddy have caught numerous. I mean, high numbers of 30s. You know, even that night that I caught that, I caught 8 over 30, but they weren't thick, you know. Right. They were eight pounders, you know, high 7s, you know. When I saw that 11, I put it on my bogus and I was like, that's it, let's
passed
go.
Out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but I looked at the proportion of that fish, the picture. What a gorgeous fish, especially for down there, because you just don't stumble on fish down in that area that have that type of proportion. You know, you see them up the coast up this way built like that year round, but down there, you know, those fish are a lot leaner and longer. How long was that fish, Frank?
That fish was only, well, not only, but it was 32 and a half.
Only 32 and a half. Boy, hey, you catch a 32 and a half up here, and he's going to be double digits, 11 and a half, 12 pounds, maybe even higher.
Yeah.
It's, man, 32 and a half, what a beast.
Yeah, my buddy, actually my best friend, that's who I fish with for these big trout. He actually won the star tournament last year, and that had been the heaviest. Well, the records go back to 2000 that were visible. And she was 35. She was 35 and she weighed 10-14, but she was penciled out and she had already spawned out. But this one, I knew it immediately when I saw her. I was like, I mean, she's, you know, and a lot of the questions the guys have around here, you know, I try to keep it, you know, as quiet as I could because of the last spawn of the full moon.
Right.
But, a lot of them ask about the spots, and these big, big fish, believe it or not, Mickey, they lose their spots. And I don't know what the genetics behind that is, but they lose their spots, you know, but I don't know. I have no idea, but yeah, he caught that 35 last year. And, you know, thank God he won the star last year. So I told the guys there at CCA in Houston, I said, I'll be back next year. And sure enough, lo and behold, 2 days later.
I was in shock when they sent me the printout, the press release every week. I saw that weight on there, and I said, man, what a toad for, you know, especially way down south, 11 pounds this time of year. And then when I saw the picture, I said, oh, my Lord, what a fish.
Yeah, she was a big one, you know. And
you're going to have that fish mounted?
I'm going to, but, you know, CCA, it belongs to CCA while the tournament's going
on. Right, they
on
retain it through the tournament, but you'll get the fish back so you can get a good skin mount on it. Man, what a gorgeous mount.
That's already in the works. You know, God willing, it'll stick. it'll stick. That weight will stick. And if it doesn't, you know, she's going on my wall anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what a that's yes, fish sir. Of a lifetime, brother.
Yeah. She's definitely going on my wall. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of nice fish out here right now. Luckily, they already spawned out, and the weight's going to be a little tough.
I know Blaine and I, when we fished this trout circuit back in the day, this tournament circuit, we had to come down there. Our next to last tournament of the season was out of Port Isabel, and we were going north and wade fishing up that way, and found us a little water fish, and we were having a sight cast to them. We were having to get on our knees, and so, you know, the water was clear and the sun was out, and I just couldn't believe, man, we're catching all these. We thought we were doing good. We came in, we had like, you know, 28 and 29 inches and thought, boy, we're going to be in the running, and not hardly, man. We were quite humbled. Some of those locals down there, they were using, we were throwing lures, but they were using cut ballyhoo and fishing under the bridge down there, and they were coming in with a bunch of 30-inch fish. I'm going, oh, my goodness. And
yeah. I'm a firm believer of, you know, capping the trout at 25, you know, for tournaments down here. But there's some tournaments down here that, you know, very, very few ones that have like a big trout entries. Mm-hmm. And my teammates, they brought in, let me see, it was an 8.4, 8.2, and 8.1. So that was the last tournament, and everybody was just like, wow.
Well, I mean, do y'all practice a lot of catch and release down there, Frank, on these big fish? That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
No, we absolutely do. I mean, like I said, that evening, Mickey, we've released, I'm not going to exaggerate, we've released over 100, over 30. You know, I mean, plus I don't keep anything under over 25 anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not, I mean, then again, I hate seeing people take them, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just something that's not very ethically right. Correct. You know?
Yeah. I agree with you totally. And, you know, the fish like that's not, you know, it's edible, but it's not as good to eat as if you want to eat and fish, mm-hmm. catch small trout, but. It put it back, leave it in a gene pool.
I don't eat fish. If that makes any sense.
You don't eat fish. You like to catch them, but
no,
you don't,
I don't
eat them. That's
I
good
don't.
Stuff.
I mean, I'll eat a little pink here and there. I'll eat some ceviche every so often, but I'm not a fish. I don't eat fish, and a lot of people freak out with me because they're like, Frank, you catch all these fish, and you don't eat them? I said, no, I don't. No, I really don't.
Well, that's incredible.
Do y'all ever come down here?
Not like I used to. I used to get down there quite a bit. You know, I used to know. Do you remember a guy named Gilbert Vila? He used to guide down there a lot. And do you know Robert Cervillo? Yeah, I call him Vila, like Pancho Villa. He's a good guy.
Yeah,
I used to fish with him every once in a while when I'd come down, and we'd go out and chunk lures. And he was a real nice guy. But yeah, I used to come down.
I fish a lot, and he's a good, really good friend of mine with Ernest. He's Nettles.
Yeah, Ernie, he's a good guy, man, and a good fisherman, too. Hell of a fisherman.
Yeah, we had been asking him for about 2 years to come and fish, and we'd send him pictures, and he was just like, he would kind of be like, okay, guys, whatever. Then we took him out there one day. And I was like, look, just pitch in there, and dude, he was like, Frank, I've been on the water for 20-some years. I said, I'm telling you, just pitch in there, throw a catch five. He didn't have a catch five. He threw a double XL, and lo and behold, boom, 10-pounder came out. He was like, wow.
Boy.
It's an amazing fishery down here.
Yeah, it is. If you know what to do with it, it really is. There's some beautiful fish coming out.
Unfortunately, we live too close to the border, and along with that comes with a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah, a lot of poaching and stuff like that. A lot of gill netting. Yeah.
Illegally, you know, taking. You know, it's just horrible, Mickey. And you know, I'll talk to you more about it and how we can. I've actually talked to Bill over at TCA and see how we can collaborate and get these people to understand to not keep these fish.
Right. Well, I'm all for it. Well, hey, you got time to hang with me for just a little bit more? I'm gonna do a quick commercial break, and I'll come back to you, Frank.
Sure,
hang with me, bud. All right. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 420 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back down to Port Isabel and finish talking with Frank Cavazos. All right, Frank, we are back. Well, let me get him going again here. There we go. I got you punched up now.
I got you.
Well, pretty much you fish with lures most of the, pretty much all the time. And what type of tackle you use, Frank? I mean, you like a braid? Are you a braid man or monofilament?
Yeah, I'm a braid to floral kind of guy. You know,
okay, gotcha.
I really don't fish much variety. My buddy does. He's got OCD on the lure system, but I fish three things. You know, either a paddle tail or catch five or top water. That's it.
There you go.
You know, but other than that, you won't get me out of anything else. You know,
keep it simple and throw what you know.
Yeah, I fish, you know, simple 25 3000 with a G Lumis fast. But other than that, you know, I'm a pretty basic guy.
Yeah, you like a fast tip rod.
No definitely no swivels. Excuse me.
You like a fast tip rod?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Do.
Yes, sir.
I really do. It's hard to get me out of there, you know. And I weight fish. That's my main thing is just weight fish. So
sure.
Hardly stay on the boat. So
well,
I
you're
need that.
Right down in the middle of Wade Fisherman's Paradise, man. That's That's awesome. It's just so beautiful down there.
This little disturbance in the Gulf has drawn a lot of water out of the bay system right now. You know, but yeah, sight casting will do.
Yeah. I heard that. That's something we don't get a lot of up here. You know, we used to really get that clean water like that, but they started that ship channel dredging project about 10 years ago, and our bay has really changed, you know, with the deepening and widening of the Houston ship channel. It's changed everything up. But that's what we got playgrounds like yours for, is to leave this area and go down and experience some of that beauty of fishing down there. It's a whole different ball game. Totally is, with all the grass and
I couldn't see myself fishing chest deep, Mickey.
That's kind of pretty normal, man. All the tall guys do better wade fishing up here. And then we come down there, we get back trouble because we have to bend over so far to grab our fish.
Yeah, I guess it goes hand in hand, huh?
Yeah, it does.
I definitely can't see myself up to my chest, you know? I fish a couple times those deep pools, and I'm just like, no, I can't do this. Definitely can't do this.
Well,
I will, but I don't. It's out of my comfort zone.
I understand. So, what are you fishing a trout tournament today?
No, I'm fishing a Knights Columbus to a Special Olympics tournament.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Benefiting Special Olympics. So it's a small tournament, probably about 30, 40 boats. But
cool.
It's something fishing. It's got slotted and. They're slotted fish, and along with a draw number. I don't know if you understand that they draw between
right.
a gap between 20 and 28 and 15 to 25 and whatever that is. Which today I believe the redfish is 22 and the trout is 24.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing today.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck and even more luck on holding with that fish you have. That's quite an accomplishment, and that'd be a great great notch to put on your rod right there, win the star tournament with an 11-pound trout. That's incredible.
Well, thanks a lot, Mickey. Appreciate
hey,
that, man.
Frank, you bet. Day. And if I'm ever down that way, I'm going to look you up, man, and we'll meet face-to-face. You bet you, man. Tell
put
Ernie.
Them on and, your wall.
You bet, man. Tell Ernie and all the boys down there hello for me, and have a great weekend. Good luck today, Frank.
All right, Mickey. Have
hey,
a good
thanks
one.
For the interview. See you, man.
Yes,
all right, take
Bye-bye.
Care. All right. Seemed like a good fellow right there. Well, he does fish.
He does fish.
It's hard to meet anybody that fishes you don't like. Speaking of good fellows, now we're going to go to Captain Bill Watkins. Bill, good morning. How are you?
11 pounds. How much?
11 even. Right on the button. 11.0.
Oh, wow.
Caught it in Port Isabel. First weekend of the star.
That's just amazing.
It is. It was only 32 and a half inches long, he said. Only 32
fish.
And a half inches long.
Gosh. So that's, is that the lower coast or middle?
Yeah, that's lower coast.
My goodness gracious. Well, that'll be something to talk about there.
And the best thing about it, his fishing partner won the star down there last year with a 10-14, but his fish was 35 inches long.
Oh, gosh.
It was skinny.
Yeah, you can't always go by inches. Can't do it. Man, oh, man. Now, about 5 years ago, I had one 35, 36 inches in the net, and it got loose. Got the top water hung in the net. And that fish was up in the throat of the net. I mean, up in the forks where the head forks out on the hoop, and got hung up right there. And the tail was hanging way out of the other side of the net. And I measured the net and estimated that fish at 35, 36 inches.
Wow.
Wasn't on my hook, but a current was rushing so hard, she managed to get out of that net. Oh, gosh. That'd be the last one I ever see like that, I figure. Man, what a fish.
I'm telling you.
Now, I don't know how much it weighed, but, you know, I know it was that long.
Now, being
haven't
over
seen
near
nothing
you.
Like that since.
Yeah.
I can't hardly catch a trout of any size.
I'm with you.
That is turning around, though. I hadn't fished since the other day, what I talked to you. I took the kids to Crystal Beach yesterday and went in Stingray and ate a big old pile of shrimp.
There you go.
You can't beat that.
No, you can't.
But I've been in contact with some folks fishing, and it's still a little tough, but I think things are kind of turning now. We're going to get some new fish out of the Gulf. And
I hope so.
More.
You know, here's what scares me is I talked to Kirk Stanzel over at Hackberry Thursday morning, I believe, and he's got a guide over there that, you know, he'll saddle up and go out there in the Gulf and fish it, even though it's a little bit rough. And he's been hitting those short rigs, hit them over a half a dozen times already and hadn't caught a trout on them yet. And he said this time of year it ought to be every cast on those short rigs.
Boy, that surprises me.
Yeah, it surprised Kirk, too. And he said their jetties just aren't holding any trout at all. There's no trout on their jetties.
Well, I wonder how their lake is doing. I hadn't talked to
anybody. They're scratching and scraping, and they're having to use live bait. It's they've seen it better. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I'm not surprised. Well, they needn't come over to Sabine looking for help. I can't go over there either. It ain't gonna do us no good to go crossing each other. Whew, man. Well, I'm sure it'll improve for too long. There's
I'm
fish
hoping.
Out there we can't find. But the rig fishing, that bothers me.
Oh, yeah.
There should be trout all over those rigs. That's
what bothered Kirk, too.
Hmm.
I heard the triple tail are thick. If you can get it calm and get on the beachfront, you can catch a ton of triple tail right now.
Yep, they're out there. They sure are. I hadn't caught it calm enough to get on the Texas side. That's where I like to fish for.
Yeah.
Over in the pocket over there on the Texas side of the jetty.
Right.
They'll get on the Louisiana side, but it seems like that they just get hung up in that Texas side. You can ride around out there and find those things just floating along, you know. They won't even have to have anything to float by.
Looking for floaters.
I love them. They're fun to fish for. What's the size limit on them anymore? I hadn't caught one in a while.
Hey, you got me. I think it's, I don't quote me on this, but 16 or 18 inch minimum or something like that, and you catch five. I know you can keep five of them.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up because I really haven't had the opportunity to get out there to get them. I saw one float by a crab ball in the ship channel, but he wasn't anywhere near that big. He was, you know, looked like a big crappie.
I caught one on a. I was fishing a well in Trinity Bay years ago. We were trout fishing. I threw my old tail out, and as soon as it hits the water, I bowed up, and it was 18 pounds.
Holy moly.
Yeah. And then the next day, I caught a 9-pounder off a dead gaff top. I was running across the bay, and I saw him laying underneath it, And I slid in there. I left the motor running. I just flipped to him with a tail, and bingo, he was all over it. I said, man, I'm in triple tail heaven. That's the only two I caught all year, but I caught two of them in Trinity Bay.
I was wade fishing over there south of the spillway, and we were fishing a tournament and throwing a topwater, and I caught one on topwater over there.
Hmm. Never caught one on topwater.
That's the only triple tail I've ever caught. By the way, the limit is 17 minimum.
That's what I was thinking, okay. 16 or 18 inches.
The daily bag limit is 3, though.
It's 3? It's three. Not 5? Well, they need to move it to 5.
They need to move it to 5.
That's right. We just need to go 5 across the board.
Everything gets 5.
Hey, 5 hard heads, 5 gaff top, 5 flounder.
5 sheephead.
5 sheephead.
Drum.
5 drum. 5 redfish.
5
sharks. Trout. 5 triple tail.
5 sharks.
No,
make it easy to remember.
Stinking shark. I hate them.
Well, get them out of the system, though.
Yeah. Thin them out a little bit.
Get a good recipe for shark fin soup. How about gaff top soup? That's what we need. Blackened gaff top or something.
Oh, man. Thursday I could have done a whole lot better on trout if I could have got the gaff top out of my way.
My customers always ask me, how come there's so many darn gaff top? I said, because everybody throws them back.
Yep. I swear. We got into several schools. I hit 4 different schools of trout on Thursday, and invariably one of my crew would hook one of them 6-pound, 7-pound gaff tops. It's huge.
Wow.
And that tie us up, you know, and we couldn't catch the trout. And we might get one or two, and then we'd get hooked up to one of them or a redfish, you know, that wiped out the whole deal. So we wound up with 9 trout, 2 reds, and I bet we caught 10 gaff top that were star quality. One of them I know must have been pushing 8 pounds.
That would be a winner, because usually it takes a high 6 or a low 7 to win it every time.
It literally looked like it was deformed.
It's worth a boat.
No, they wasn't in the tournament.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, and dig this. They've already had 9 of the tagged redfish caught, and only 2 are on the board, 2 are awaiting polygraph, and 5 others weren't in the tournament, and they caught tagged reds. How do you think they feel about themselves right now?
Has to be sick.
That's a truck and a boat package. They just gave it away for $45.
Oh, man.
Let's see. What is it? 25 for a membership and 35 for an entry, so that's $60.
Unbelievable.
$60 ticket would have won them a boat and truck package.
What's leading the gaff top in the kids' division?
It was 6-something the last time I checked. Let me look at it right now. Oh, in the kids' division?
Yeah.
And the star team, is it star teams or star kids? How old a kid was it?
I think he was 10.
Okay, 10-year-old. Let's see, 6 to 10-year-olds, a 5-13's leading it.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I never said a word. I just let it go. I said, that boy in the tournament? What tournament? I went, oh, never mind.
That could have been a $50,000 scholarship.
Oh, it had to weigh at least 7. I never seen one that big.
Wow.
I've caused a big gaff top in my life. That one was, it really looked deformed. It was so big.
Unbelievable.
Looked like a big old blue cat. Oh, okay, well, I think I'll just let that lay there.
But, you know, 2 years ago, they released all those tagged redfish everywhere, and they couldn't beg anybody to catch one. And this year already, they've had 9 caught.
That's amazing.
It is. But 5 people out of the 9.
Well, you know, we went for years over here and didn't catch a tagged red, and they put them out every year.
Yeah.
But last year, I think they caught a couple.
They did.
It was really, everybody was excited about that first one. Amazing deal.
Yeah, you reel that little booger in with that tag hanging out of him, that'll get your heart pumping.
It really would.
Well, Bill, what are you going to do for Father's Day?
I think I'm going to take my dad out to eat to a restaurant of his choice.
There you go.
And that's what's going to happen. I probably won't get nothing.
I Yeah, me either, but I'm pretty assured I won't have to cook tomorrow because it's supposed to rain all day, 90% chance of rain.
Yep.
So continue my relationship with a Lazy Boy recliner and, and a big screen TV and Houston Astros and the U.S. Open. I can live like that.
Now that's fine.
And I may have to watch a little bit of fishing and hunting in between on one of the sportsman channels. Yeah.
Yeah, might watch a little bit of Major League Fishing.
No, that's the best show on TV. There's none better. Major League Fishing. It's the real deal. That's the.
If I wasn't so old, I'd get in that.
I know it. Me too.
I love it. That to me, that is the epitome of tournament fishing right there.
All right, Bill Watkins. Hey, if somebody wants to come over to Sabine and fish with you, how do they get a hold of you?
409-786-2018.
Or fishsabinelake.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Well, happy Father's Day, and enjoy your weekend, man. I'll talk to you next week. See you, Bill.
See you, Bill.
Yeah, good weekend, guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Up at dawn just to be out on the water. The weatherman said hot and getting hotter, but he didn't say nothing about it raining like hell.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 441 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head up right Lake Conroe way. Let's talk to the fish dude. Let's go see what's up with Richard, shall we? Richard, good morning.
Well, good morning, Mickey. How are you?
We're good. What's up, man?
Not a whole lot. Just sitting here watching all these minnows and stuff come swimming through my lights, getting ready to throw that cast net and grab me a whole bunch up. Just kind of cleaning on the boat a little bit. It feels good this morning, though. I mean, we ain't getting no rain at all, but it's, I guess those little thunder showers in the evenings are kind of cooling it down some. So it's not too bad. But I don't know how much rain y'all getting down there, but we ain't hardly had nothing up here.
We hadn't had anything. Well, I haven't. I live on Umbrella Point. I don't expect rain.
Yeah. There you go.
I know why they named it Umbrella. It's got an umbrella over it. I mean, it can rain a mile down the road, come a 2-inch downpour, and I'll never get a sprinkle. It's crazy.
You got to be kidding. Nope. That's something else. I've never thought about that.
No, you can watch those storms. I don't care what direction they're coming from. And once they get near that bay or near that point where it reaches out into the bay, they just deteriorate. You can see them just fall apart.
I'll be darned. Ain't that something? You know, that's like up here on the lake. You know, I hadn't seen it yet this year, but normally this time of year, you'll get those little storms that move up from the south, and that you can sit there and watch them. They'll get all the way to like 1488, maybe. Maybe between 1488 and 105, which 105 is right below the dam. And you'll see the storms get right there, and then all of a sudden they're gone. And it'll be raining. Good night, it'll be dark. And then just we got to go. And then they just quit.
Right.
Or they split or something, you know. And then, you know, one of the things I saw the other day, I don't know, I saw the news said they'd lowered Lake Houston. I mean, in preparation for all this rain that we're supposed to have during this event. I mean, I don't know what the deal is there. People are panicking too much. They need to watch it. They're going to lose their drinking water. Huh. I mean, that's the crazy part. You can't hardly anticipate Mother Nature like that. You know, you start saying what's going to happen, it's going to happen. Now, what I see, there ain't nothing going to happen. You know, I don't know what the weather's saying so far. But
2 to 4 inches max, you know.
I mean, the sky's falling. I mean, that's good night. It kills me. And speaking of that, yesterday I was in the chicken house and there was a couple of big old snakes tonight. Three of my dying eggs.
Put you some golf balls or glass eggs in there. They'll swallow them. It'll kill them.
Well, they had them in them.
Oh, they did? Okay. Well, good. You're on top of it then.
Well, that 22 shell kind of helped them out a little bit.
That helps a lot too.
You know, it's funny though. I had about a 5.5-foot long chicken snake had two of them in him, and then I had a rat snake that had one of them in him. And that rat snake, that rascal, he was about good night. He was a good 3.5-4 foot long. And they was all curled up on her board under there, and I'm sitting there going, No one of them eggs came up short today. And them ceramic eggs, boy, I tell you what, they just can't hardly get away with that.
Now the golf ball will do the trick, too.
It will. It sure will. But they sure jump all over them dang old eggs. But these hybrids are still doing pretty dang good down here on the lake. And the crappie, I mean, them dang crappie, I don't know. I mean, they're kind of backing down, but I think they're moving. And I just don't know what this – I think it's the heat more than anything that's kind of got them locked up. But I can still see them rascals all over them brush piles when I pull over them. But, I mean, it's just – You can see them there, and you can get them to bite. Like the other day, we pulled up on one brush pile. I bet we lost 20 minutes, and I'd thrown a jig a little bit. Couldn't even get a dang jig. I'd get them to bite it, but they wouldn't hold on to it. And you get them, just set the hook, and they come off. It's like, goodness. You know, kind of hair lifting them and stuff, crossing their eyes and things every once in a while, but you know, you pull up on them and you feel them, and then all of a sudden it's gone. And I don't know what the deal is with that. It's other than the heat, but it's kind of strange. But them dingo hybrids, like I said, they're still going pretty strong right now. And the catfish, you know, I got on them a little bit the other day, and we could have kept a whole fistful of them. I think we only kept, you know, a dozen or so. But, I mean, it's everything's kind of twisting and changing, getting in that summertime pattern. You know, I always used to talk about the dog days of summer. Well, dang it, they got here a little bit early. And over that ain't till like mid-July when it gets so hot and still where the fish don't want to bite. But it's here on Lake Conroe right now, but they're still biting. That's the best part. You know, once it starts slowing down where them rascals don't want to bite, that's when it's going to start getting me where I'm pulling my dang hair out.
Yeah, we got all that hair pulling. You can't depend on ours. You can go catch them up one day and think, man, we're back. We got them. It's going to be good. And the next day you go back to the same place and can't even get a bite, you know.
That's it. I guarantee you. See, that's like years ago. I'd be on them rascals. So I learned my lesson, you know. Fishing will really humble you real quick, right? Because you go out there one day and just like what you're talking about, man, you're going to tear them up. And you get people in the boat, and I'm excited about the next day. So we're going to wreck them. We are fixing to wreck these rascals and make it look like a crime scene around here. And you pull up out there, and you can't even get a dang dog bite. And it's like, what in the world happened? And it's you don't ever stick your foot in your mouth like that. I ain't going to do it. I've done that enough when I was younger. I ain't going to do it now. I'm going to pull up there and say, well, they're supposed to be right over here. And this is what they ought to do. But I ain't fixing to say, we fixed to tear them up.
They asked me in the mornings, how are we going to do today, Captain? I said, hey, just hop in the boat. We're going fishing, man.
Whatever happens,
but we're going to fish.
Yeah, that's the way you got to look at it, you know. The way I look at it is you get out on the water, if you have a good time, whether you catch dang old fish or not, it's still fun. And, you know, the thing is I'm never gonna push the fish because I know it's going to come if it's going to come. You know, if you get out there and, you know, tournament fishing kind of taught me a lot of that, too. You go out there years ago, the very first thing, every year I come up with a new saying every year, something that, you know, like now you see all these hats, 5x3, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, my things were, you know, what word do I need this year? And the one that I always came back to was focus. If you come back to say it, just focus. And you'll catch your fish. But I would always be out there in the beginning. I'd say, I have to have. No, you don't have to have nothing. Man upstairs going to tell you when you have to have, and I ain't got to have it yet. So it's, you know, it's funny how you go through stuff like that, and you pressure yourself to the point to where you don't catch fish. So the more relaxed you are and more laid back is what I found. And you just have an approach where I really don't care. And you'll catch more dang fish than you've ever caught in your life. And that's me. Now, when they start getting tough, now I guarantee you, I get to thinking. When I get to thinking, I get quiet. You don't want that happening. That's the thing. People will tell you that's been on the boat when I've had to think, oh, good night, you don't want that. That means I get real quiet. When I get real quiet,
it depends on who you are. You may want a little silence. Sometimes silence is golden.
No, not in my boat.
Who was that sang that song back in the day, The Four Seasons?
Yeah, you know it.
Now we're telling our age.
Yeah.
I guarantee you
silence is golden.
And I can't believe there's ever a time when Richard's quiet.
It's like when Gene Hackman in that movie Bite the Bullet, he told that lady, she goes, well, anyway, he just told her without conversation. In other words, shut up.
That's right. I guarantee you. But you know, it's all good. You know, you get out and like me, I tell a lot of these kids that get on the boat, I tell them now. So, you know, I learned a long time ago, my dad used to tell me, shh, be quiet, you're going to scare the fish. He's full of baloney. He was just trying to get it to where he didn't want to listen to you. And them fish don't care. Now, I say that, most fish don't care. Now, if you've got spawning bass that you're sitting there looking out on a bed, yeah, you're going to spook them. But if you're sitting out in open water most of the time, unless you're beating and banging on the boat, just talking and stuff like that, them fish, they don't hear you.
Yeah, I want to pull a Samuel Jackson in my boat sometimes, just say, just drop the lid on that hatch one more time. Just one more time.
Yeah, well, you know, the one that gets me is when people go stomping on cans in your boat, and it's like, come on now, it's a fiberglass, it ain't concrete.
Yeah, you know. Hey, James had a guy get in his boat one time with golf shoes on, the old kind with steel spikes on.
Oh, no.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, no, you're going to take those off,
James said, bud, this floor is not going to hold up to that. You're going to have to, well, I brought them. I'm going to wade in them. Well, you can put them on before we get out and start wading, but you're not going to walk around in my boat with golf shoes on.
Yes, sir.
I guarantee you'll have holes all in that thing.
Chip it to pieces, all that textured floor.
No, there ain't no doubt. And, I mean, you know, that's the thing. This fiberglass is pretty tough, but dang, it ain't that tough.
How about the ones with them, what I call Clorox shoes, man? They'll buy them old cheap sneakers.
Yep.
And they leave black marks. It looks like you just Houston Raceway Park all over the floor of your boat.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. But then, you know, like them, I used to get them, you know, when I was trying to figure out my foot, you know, with all that, the way they rebuilt it after the bacteria got me.
Right.
It's you know, because it's just a big old foot. So I was trying all them shoes, and you're talking about those. I'd pull bleach. I'd get some of them little cheap black shoes, but they had white soles on them. And I'd pour bleach on the boat in the mornings. I'd look down. I'd have black and red shoes, because that and when that bleach would hit them, it'd turn them red.
Oh yeah.
So everybody thought I had designer shoes. No, I splashed bleach on them.
That'd be it nowadays.
Yeah, I know it. Just like them old ripped up pants, you know. I remember back in the day, you know, we used to take our old blue jeans and cut them off, and then when the ends got frayed up, that was the best pair of shorts you ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to do that all the time down
there. Had to have the pockets hanging out of them, though.
Well,
that's how short you had.
Yeah, but I always thought them blue jean shorts looked better on women than men, them Daisy Duke shorts.
You sure right.
Yeah, you're chunking
right
there, buddy.
ain't no doubt about that. But you talking about them Daisy Dukes, so that's a whole different ball game there. Ain't no doubt about that. But it's, you know, and there again, we're telling off on our dang age, because see, like some of the shows I remember when I was a kid was like Rat Patrol, and you know, I used to watch Bonanza all the time.
Ren 10-10.
Yeah, I mean, all that
Sky
stuff.
King, all those on Saturday morning. Sponsored by Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons.
I'll never forget that. You darn tootin'. I like Fig Newtons.
That's it. I guarantee
you. All right,
you,
man. I got to bow out of here. I got to run before we get in trouble. Hey, throw them a number out, Richard, so somebody can contact you.
All right. Make anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, Richard, go get them, buddy. See you.
Yes, sir.
All right, later,
y'all,
man.
Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.